The God of Our Nation program, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics. Trust God with your life and share the little you have for others to live. The righteous shall live by faith. In the past few months, our beloved nation had to endure the global pandemic COVID-19 and the aftermath of Tropical Cyclone Harold. In spite of it all, we choose to make a difference where we can. Whether it's traveling south to Kandavu Island to help affected families rebuild their lives, some of whom had nothing but the clothes on their back and a pitch tent for shelter, or visiting frontline personnel who worked tirelessly away from their families so we could be safe and sound with our loved ones. Whether we assisted our town councils and communities with charity work of any kind, or simply saved meals and items we would throw away to share with people on our streets and those who worked tirelessly through the nights. Help, give, and share with faith the little that you have to people around you. From those you just walk by every day to neighbors who silently struggle to put a meal on their table, the smallest things can make the biggest impact. Stay tuned to this episode as we learn more about Kingdom Principles Against All Odds.
God, according to His word, will meet your every need.
Hallelujah.
You are worrying because you are serving a God you do not know. If you know this God, then you know what we are talking about from this platform.
He is a God against all odds, which means that whatever that you're going through today, He is your God. It may be sickness, it may be financial loss, it may be any other things that have been challenging your life today, whatever odds that you're sitting on, I would like you to believe and receive today that He is that God against all odds.
Sanetin ka ba tapang akin ng dula ko may kinan nung dapat nolong manuwiti kaya sa may pagkituwitu ka ng mga libo ko New Zealand lako may pagkabuli lako may pagkakalaka lako may pagkangito lako may pagkangande si kaya sa may liyo ni buno tunday tu e na buno binanggo ako sa torto ko na buno binanggo mubikin na pagkitugani na hada talay na hada nimbula na hada Jesus Cristo na nondo turanga e na siya binanggan ni kuwa pinggarabit ko weekend na New Methodist Christian Fellowship kaya pagkain doon na pagkatataro ni Otin na pagkaitabi kaya giri-giri nga may pital talaga si Lemeki Lolaka 212-984-820 o nakatali 212-984-820 kani maraw may gito pinggarabi weekend na at siya nindahin doon ay bunaw e pagkaraw tayo may weekend na meron tayo na pagkabinaka turanga kini marama narubo kini manalawa na iwali nila ngay buru-burong ko say kaya na po sinikalo mwaling nga gina po sinikalo hindi na na po sinikalo e na laso na tamat kita nga hindi na nga na po sinikalo kabi ka na voltam sila ni tamata mendo po sa laso silu ni tamata mendo wisaw nanonanon sa kembali turang nga gina marama e na bless taki kita na po sinikalo e na nakinimbula ni tabo tu ni tao na luwe wale na pakaloloma nambili raki nambedi nambuli ni lenga kaya nambuli ni rabu-rabu sa araw ti kanda ruwin na nga
for all the regional coordinators, I know you've been really working so hard because of the current situation we're in. The only thing that works is the communication, and that has been able to help us greatly administratively because of the push and also your commitment and the support that you have portrayed. And I would like to stand today to say thank you. Thank you to the Lolakas, the Tawakes, and thank you to Talanga Sifil, who is actually the New Zealand administrator. Thank you for all the regional coordinators all there in New Zealand. The Lewana Vanua, thank you so much. We're just so grateful. The Brivati Ono, we stand today to say thank you so much for going out of your way to making it happen. Mm-hmm. And also for Australia, Tanga Sukani and Auntie Marama, thank you for being the division coordinators and getting Australia together. We are so grateful. Thank you, Talanga Se Lee, John Lee, and Auntie Lena. We stand today to say thank you. The Remax and also Tokai, all the way in Griffiths. Hello, PJ. Thank you so much for all the work that you people continue to do, and we are so grateful. So on that note, I know that we're coming to an end today, and we will continue from the session, the last session that we had finished yesterday, in correlation with the God of Our Nation, Against All Odds, Kingdom Economics, and for you to have the winning mentality or the winning edge. And before we roll into the program, we would like to start with the Holy Communion, and I'll give you some time to Kastelevo to read out. If you are sitting on one of those issues, we need you to stand now and actually walk to the front. If you are sitting as a family at home, that's fine. But if you're sitting as a region or zone, we would like you now to do our Holy Communion. Please stand and be ready as Gaselebu leaders today.
It's very important for us to come in agreement.
Hallelujah.
We have a lot of baggage as we come to the Lord. We are going through challenging time.
And we've been hearing the word of God through teaching and preaching and sharing
Amen.
Testimonies. But God knows what we are loaded with.
Hallelujah.
Only God knows that. That we are loaded with requests. And as I read the 12 items, 12 prayer items that already in this box. Hallelujah. This is what the Lord placed in our heart to,
Amen.
To write down this morning. So we will come together during our Holy Communion and we'll come in agreement. Then we will pray for all this list. But you need to remember, the list is already written down.
Yeah.
Number one, sickness and health. That's number one. We will
Hallelujah.
Pray for sickness to go away and we receive health to our body, to our organs, to our muscles, to our every part of our
yeah.
body, including the joints, marrow.
Hallelujah.
And number two, those have the heart to give, tithe and seeding. We will pray for that. And we will pray for marriage and also the relationship.
Amen.
Some that you are having strained
Hallelujah.
Relationship and some that you are already thinking of divorce or going your separate way.
Amen.
Give we a chance to the Lord Jesus Christ to take over your marriage and take over your relationship today. Number three, number four, we have a request for a child. You know, when God said that you will go and multiply, so every woman must have are given the capability or the ability to produce. So today we will pray over a child for those that have been crying for a child, that nothing is impossible with God.
Amen.
We'll pray over the womb of the woman that you are crying out today, like Hannah, that God can do it because nothing is impossible
Amen.
With God. And then we'll talk about the business. Some are investing on business.
Amen.
We will pray for your business. Maybe it's going down or maybe you want to start a new one. We will pray over. And also we'll talk about, we'll pray about the investment. You want to invest into a farm
Amen.
Or invest into a small business or you invest into education elsewhere.
Amen.
We will pray over this morning. Not forgetting, there are some family that they are going through rebellious children. We will pray that the interference the,
Hallelujah.
Or the intervention or the coming over, the taking over of the Holy Spirit
Hallelujah.
Into our family and especially to our children. Number eight, financial needs and financial obligation.
Amen.
Mortgage to be paid or things to be completed. We will pray also for this
Amen.
Morning. The plan to build a house. We will also pray over. Maybe you want to buy a house or build a house. Number 10, a plan to buy a car or to for you to replace the old car and buy
Amen.
A new car. Nothing is impossible
Hallelujah.
With God. You have to agree with us. We will pray from here. Remember, every day from Monday to Saturday, just excluding today's Sunday, we have a prayer line and we have a prayer session 11 to 12 on a daily basis. We call it miracles to happen.
Hallelujah.
So now, this Sunday, we will bring that miracles to happen for God of our nation too, because
Amen.
We pray for this. The number 11, the rejected or the unwelcome, the broken or the unwanted.
Amen.
You feel that you've been pushed aside. You feel that you've been forgotten. We will also pray for you this wonderful morning.
Mm.
The 12th, the last but not the least, we will also pray for those that are struggling in this life.
Amen.
That maybe you are considered poverty, maybe you are in need of something.
Mm.
That you got nothing there to lean on or to depend on. With these 12 prayer points, we will pray together. Mm.
Or they might have prayer points that are not covered in one of
and
those 12.
And if you have a prayer points
Amen.
That not covered here, we will also pray for that. And we believe as we come together to have Holy Communion
Amen.
And pray that there will be an open heaven. Wherever you are, wherever you're sitting, God will open that heaven. Because the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name
Hallelujah.
Humble themselves and pray. So we will pray from here.
Mm.
You will believe from there. And God will perform miracles. Because the Bible says, if you ask my Father in my name, whatever you ask my Father in my name, and believe, God will perform miracles today. So we will go into Holy Communion then we will pray. Hallelujah. So you can share the bread now. If you are sitting as a family, or maybe you are sitting alone this wonderful morning, we will have our bread, then we will eat together. And then we'll have our wine, and then we will drink together.
Yes, yeah, some of these prayer items that Pastor Levo have written and read out to you may be part of your list for a very long time.
Yes.
And maybe you're beginning to lose hope and say to yourself, does God answer prayer? Well, today we would like to encourage you that He does. He answers prayer. And standing with us today, it's not our prayer that's going to make it work. It's your faith. And it's you from your heart. And when you stand before God today, you really need to want it so badly from your heart. Don't rely on our prayer. You trust in God and trust in the passion of your heart. If you have been praying for restoration of your family, maybe your dad has walked away from home or your mom has walked away from home because of this current crisis that we are facing. And there seems to be no ending of peace at home. It's just fighting, fighting, and fighting. Maybe you're going through the same processes as well. And maybe at times when you go to sleep, you're crying out to God, wanting Him to hear you. And today, whatever that you've been crying for, apart from that 12 list read out to us today, we will need you to stand with us in agreement. And please, you need to believe in God.
Amen.
In Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call out to me and I will answer. And I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. And that's what the Bible says. And when He says what He says, it will happen. And you need to believe that. You need to call out to God from your heart today. You need to stand before God today and call out and believe that whatever He says, He's going to do that in your life. Some of you or some mothers you know, have been praying for a baby. Last night, thank you, Associate Senior Pastor Ngalovi, for your testimony yesterday. He mentioned that his wife, you know, was given a report of being anemic and might not have a child. But they had a child. So there may be doctor's report that you have already read. I mean, it's there.
Sure.
And today, believe. Because if God has done it, He will do it again. And if you've been trying to have a baby now over the years, want it so badly from your heart. And believe in this God. Because whatever He says He does, is going to say, He will say it. And
Amen.
You need to believe that. School children, maybe you are listening to us today and being part of the Holy Communion together with your family. And times has been hard, not very good, struggling. Maybe you don't have the phone at home. You don't have the facility to continue to do your work. And it can be very frustrating. Well, today, come in agreement with God. Because this God is a miracle working God. Your mind cannot even fathom what He can do for
he
you.
Can do.
Or maybe some of you waiting for your tertiary studies. Supposedly, you're supposed to be flying outside Fiji with the current situation. You've been, you know, bogged down here in Fiji and stuck, or maybe in other countries as well, all over the world, and you're going through the same. You're struggling. I feel so lonely because you cannot be the same as what you were. The friends you miss, the getting together, there are a lot of things. And then if we are not careful, sometimes it can be so depressing and it can affect us mentally. So wherever you are, we will need you to come before God and, you know, desire this thing in your heart and match it with your mind and believe that this God can do wonders because He is able to do that for us. In the Numbers 23:19, it says in the Word of God that our God is not a man to lie, nor a son of man to change his mind. Whatever He promised, He will and He shall fulfill. And then you ask yourself, what are the promises? The promises is the Bible verses. The promises are the Word of God. The promises are the Word of God that you know as your Bible verses all the time. Those are the promises. And one of the promises is telling us today in Jeremiah 33:3, call out to me and I will answer. And I will show you miraculous things that you know nothing about. Financially, yes, He's a miracle working God. Sickness, yes, He's a miracle working God. Restoration to your family, He's a miracle working God. Baby to that womb that you're beginning to think it's barren, He's a miracle working God. Sickness that you know, the doctor's report say you cannot be healed, He's a miracle working God. Because this God, He's true to His word. In Jeremiah 1:12, He says, you know, He looked at His word and said, I will watch over my words until it come to pass. One word, the very word that you're reading. How do I access them? In the Bible. If you don't have any, look for a Bible. Continue to read the Word of God. That Word of God can happen in your life. It can happen to anyone who is willing to believe. Some of you have been writing your tight envelopes and, you know, struggling. with rebellious children or struggling with the workplace. You know, with this kind of time, anything can happen in the workplace. But for those who give their tithe and have hope in the Lord, God will sustain you and God will save you. Yes. And even in the areas of your workplace, you know, things you lack, they take more intelligence and take more creativity. Yes. This God can give you that creative concept that no one has ever thought of before. This God can give you that thinking that no one has ever had it before. This God can inject that intelligence and wisdom and knowledge that man cannot learn only by in the world, but God gives it more to you. So try this God out today and come in agreement with us. If you have been bringing your tithe here and you're sitting, and all the activators say to my TV, we stand in agreement with you. We may not have the time to go through your prayer requests because we put it straight into the box, believing and receiving and come in agreement with you to make it happen. Hallelujah. Whatever it is that you come before God and you hope it's going to happen for you and your family and your children to be restored and the future of your children, come in agreement with us this morning. Hallelujah. So will take us through, and when you take this soul communion, don't treat it like it's just a normal that you have it every Sunday. And you say to yourself, oh, there it goes again. It's like every Sunday kind of thing. Yeah, it may be you say that for all other Sundays. Not today. Come in agreement with us today and make it happen. Because you say to yourself, I am a winner. I'm not a loser. Because God is going to take me out of the situation that I am in right now.
Believe that God will do something miraculous in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
whatever you're sitting on.
Yes, Father.
Because the Bible says in Jeremiah 32:27, I am the God of all mankind. Is anything too difficult for me to do? So we will come together, believing in God, and we'll pray over every prayer list. And the prayer list that you are mentioning now, wherever you are. Father, in the name of Jesus, we are praying this morning.
Yes, Father.
For all the prayer requests, the sickness.
They'll be healed in
They will be
name.
Healed in Jesus' name.
Oh, hallelujah.
Because you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for those that are willing and giving their tithe, their offering, their activator, their seeding, whatever
in
their
Jesus
name.
Bring
Father,
it
in the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Everything that they request
yes,
will
oh,
come
Father,
to pass.
In Jesus' name.
According to your word. Father, we also pray for relationship and marriage.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for the restoration.
We thank you, Father God.
Yes, Jesus, thank
we
you.
We cast out the spirit of lust,
yes,
the spirit
in
of
Jesus name.
Disunity, the spirit
in Jesus name.
Of fighting and anger and
discord,
jealousy
in
and
Jesus name.
Envy and
oh,
discord.
Hallelujah.
I bind it right now and cast it to the lake
Leave
of fire.
Family in Jesus
thank you,
name.
Father God, as we release unity, forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Father God,
oh, thank you.
That
hallelujah.
They will come together with love.
Thank you.
I also pray for those that are requesting for a child.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God, as,
yes,
I,
Lord.
As I speak to the womb.
Oh, breathe on that womb, a breath of the living God.
You are created to bear a child.
In Jesus' name.
You are created by God to multiply.
In Jesus' name.
All the women that they are praying for a child in the name of Jesus, that I speak blessings.
Oh, babies to those women.
If there is any curse. If there is any sickness, if there is any negative thoughts,
yes,
or negative words, I bind it right now and
in
cast
Jesus
it to the
name.
Lake of fire. Thank you, Father God, as we receive baby into the womb.
Yes, in Jesus
I pray
name.
For business, those that
oh,
are
hallelujah.
Thinking of business, starting a small
Investment
business.
In Jesus
we
name.
Thank you, Father
oh,
God,
bless them, Lord.
That you will lead them and
oh,
guide
hallelujah.
Them, open doors and opportunity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Not forgetting the children's education.
Oh, yes.
We thank you, Father God. The wisdom, the knowledge,
oh,
the diligence to
yes.
study and do their projects. Whatever
name.
Assignment is given in school, even this
in
time
Jesus
of lockdown,
yes,
overseas and people here, we thank you, Father God.
Thank you for the
that these children will
Jesus
have
name.
The wisdom and the knowledge. Also, we pray against the rebellious children.
In Jesus' name.
Maybe they were hurt. Maybe they have something against their parents. In the
Jesus
name of Jesus,
name. Oh,
I
Father.
Bind that
yes.
spirit, the spirit from hell and death, I bind it right now and cast it to the lake
in
of fire.
Jesus name.
We receive children that they are obedient
yes,
to their
yes,
parents.
Oh, Father,
thank you, Father God. We
name.
Also pray for financial
oh,
obligation. Those
name.
That are going from time to time, from week to week, fortnight, months to months,
yes.
to ask for money. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray for
hallelujah.
Financial obligation. Thank you
name.
For the open doors, the opportunity
oh, you,
that
Father.
People will believe that you will open the door. I pray for those that are planning to build a house or buy a house.
In Jesus' name.
Thank you for the wisdom. Thank
yes,
you for
Lord.
The good management.
Yes,
thank
Father.
You for the God that they are investing into
thank
something in
miracle.
The kingdom.
Yeah.
And then you replay into their house, to their bosom, into
name.
Their family, into their children, to know that it is worthy to praise God and serve
Hallelujah.
This mighty God. Also for those that want to buy a car or have a car or replacement in
yes,
their car.
We
thank you, Father God.
Lives,
there
Lord.
Can be miracle
oh,
at anywhere, at any person as we hold this
oh,
prayer
Hallelujah.
Box. And also the prayer requests that they are sitting at home. Not forgetting those that are feel lonely. They have been rejected, unwanted. They are put aside. They have been put aside by their relatives. I pray, Father God, that
oh,
they
hallelujah.
Shall receive the love and
yes,
mercy
in Jesus
today.
Name.
Not forgetting those that are poor, those that are going through poverty and
yeah,
in need.
Like in
they don't
name.
Have anything
oh,
in
hallelujah.
The cupboard, in the fridge. Father God,
them,
I pray
you,
that there will be a Raven Express
in
coming
Jesus
home.
Name.
In Jesus' name. Any other prayer requests out there, Father God, we know that you see all those prayer
yes,
requests
oh Lord.
From the eastern, from the western, from the islands.
Oh, hallelujah.
We pray, Father God, in the central, overseas, in the Pacific, and also in the other parts of the world, that they are watching today, that they shall receive their prayer requests according
name.
To your will and your service.
Yes, oh Father.
We thank you, Father God, for today. Thank you for all the prayers and the faith that we
oh,
have.
Hallelujah.
Because your word says, if you approach God, you must believe that he exists.
Yes.
Thank
Jesus
you, Father
name.
God, because when we have faith in you, we are pleasing in you.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we thank you for all the prayer requests that are uttered this morning. We give you the glory. We receive it.
Oh, hallelujah.
And we believe it. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray, and everyone say,
amen and amen.
Who?
Oh, say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Receive your miracle.
Yes.
Receive your wonders.
Today.
Hallelujah. Because our God is a faithful God. He's still the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. We are so blessed to be part of your miracle this morning.
Amen.
We are so blessed that we can pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Maybe your prayer request is not here, but our Facebook, New Methodist Christian Fellowship, or My TV, if still you have a prayer request, you can put it through. We will put it here. We'll write it down in a piece of paper. We'll put it here.
You need to believe
yeah,
that it can
believe.
Happen in your life.
Can happen in your life. It's written in the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. 66 books. They're just full of testimonies, miracle, signs and wonders. And people all over the world, millions and millions of people like us, like you, that you have received a small miracle, a small wonders. But the same God, we can do it again.
Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm excited.
We receive it.
Well, share your testimonies later as and when God answers your prayer.
When God answers, make sure
make sure you talk about it because he's done it for you and he will do it again.
And before we forget, remember, miracles do happen at 11 o'clock live on television. Monday to Saturday at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, Monday to Saturday at 11 o'clock and as well on
Wednesday and Saturday.
That's when we have different leaders from different denominations as well to come in and pray during that program.
Yeah, I believe that it's a wonderful program that if whole of Fiji, that's the time we pray. We come together as believers in Christ. Eh? Mm. Especially the Wednesday and Saturday when Taltala from other denominations
come
in. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the time that we stand together. United we stand, and if we divide, we are fall.
Thank you.
If the world can say that, we can say it in
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
And America, I made a slip. Welcome, America. Talagas Travis and Auntie Sylvia. And Talagas Sisi Sirondorondro. And as well as Sosi Sine Pastor. Eleanor Singer. And Hawaii. We have Talagas
Tukana.
And Auntie Nena Rivera. Thank you. And not forgetting Sosi Sine Pastor Vika Fatumo. And her very beautiful good friend that logged in yesterday. Thank you, Mrs. Shaw, for joining us.
Yeah.
For taking the time to join us the session yesterday. And we welcome you also all the way to Bigfoot Island in Hawaii. On that note, we would like to talk to you today about the winning mentality or the winning edge. Remember, our God is a winner, not a loser. And if you're serving a winner God, then it makes you a winner.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You are the winner person.
Paul said, the power of God in you, the power of God in you, nobody can take it away.
Hallelujah.
Not the height, not the depth, not the dark, not the light. Nobody. No angel and no evil spirit. will get the
Hallelujah. And
that is the gift to those that believe in Jesus. And that the same power that make us a winner, man. I was sharing in the Bible study this morning, 8 to 9, that you are created to be on the top, never to be at the bottom.
Deuteronomy 28:13. That's a promise, and the promise of God, yet again, his promise he will fulfill. That you are created and you are made, ordained by God to be always at the top, never at the bottom. Oh, hallelujah. Always ahead and never.
The Bible says, you will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in or when you go out.
Yes.
You bless in the field or you bless in the city, regardless.
Yeah.
So, living this world, regardless of what we are facing, regardless of the situation, maybe some people are sitting on a wheelchair. Maybe some people, they are bedridden. But it will not take away the victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Already placed in us. So we are wired. There's a wisdom. We are wired to succeed.
Yes.
Whatever we touch.
Because you have the DNA of God.
Whatever we touch, it shall prosper.
Yes.
And whatever you do, it will come to pass. Because it's not your own doing.
Yeah.
It is God's doing in our life. We just allow God to take over. That's why the Bible says, for those that approach God, for those that seek God, they must believe. Because faith is something that we are sharing yesterday. It is the frequency.
Hallelujah.
And also the currency.
Yeah. That you have to trade with
in
the kingdom of God.
In the kingdom of God, if you are watching this wonderful morning, I will repeat again the virtual conference yesterday. Faith is the frequency to talk
Hallelujah.
In the kingdom. And faith is the currency
of your
to
trade.
For Hallelujah. Buying and selling, you need the currency called faith.
Amen.
You can have money, but it will come to an end. You can have a silver and gold, but one day it will finish. But when you have faith, it will not finish. So you trade through faith in the kingdom. That means you know that you are operating in the kingdom.
Amen. Nakaibi nakakina nakaiwa sichu kini kuamba la tisenga nindo evanga lala siva kuekina. Iko tume na koro. Se tu sar me vala ngi bekenda na vakarongo tiko me na tonda ku kebiti. Ke manganda tiko sar me na ule ni bonwa. Maybe me wa ni mbuka ndo tale na bonwa me non dogo toki.
Mai na tasiri.
Ama imbuwa irol wa ilama mai na tasiri. A estenga niko vako ekina. Niko tiko biko na vakambauta. So every believer or every person, you can have faith. Don't rely or don't trust on things you have. Don't rely on the work that is paying you. Don't rely on the good family that you were born in. Don't rely on the ancestors and what they have gained, gained and given you. Don't rely on the things that you can see in the physical. You need to trust in God. You need to believe in God. For those of us that are actually logging in all over, the world, outside Fiji, you may be sitting there, you still have the same issues that we have here in Fiji.
Are you waiting for your visa?
Yeah. Listening to Radini Taltalanga's testimony yesterday. I think there was Radini Taltalanga's Varokovanda. She mentioned about her children and the visa. You know, the application of it all came to about $3,000. And there is an expense that is there all the time that you need to face it. Or you're going to go this way to apply for the residential or the citizenship. All those things takes finances, it takes money. And you may be there, but you're still having your own struggles and you're still having your own list. So you need to believe. You need to trust in this God. Yes, God, I mean, the work can be good. You're sitting on a good salary. You are outside Fiji. You say to yourself, oh, I'm good. Yes, you're good. For how long? You can be good enough, but for how long? Are you really definite that you're good, good? Well, your definition of good, good will be in trusting in the Lord. That's why in Psalms 27:13, there were the psalmist. He was so confident. He
Hallelujah.
Says, I am confident to say that I shall see God's goodness in the land of the living. Which land? The land of the living. The land you are in. The whole planet, the whole world. He spoke, everything came to be. It was created. So in the land of the living, your eyes shall see His goodness. Oh, hallelujah.
When you talk about the land of the living, you talk about this life.
Amen.
The physical life. And David is confessing, I shall see the goodness of God here before the eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Eternal.
Sarongo te weekend la vosa nikalo en si nikua. Sangue bato weekend la non dingi.
kabi kendre bol tambu ko sarongo dono ko bosa kada kabo kene ndona ka satama tabuku satu to bate kendo satara no vale en ndal ni batu e ke baga ndo sarongo dono ko bosa kasi nda kabo kene ndona ka satama talelia satu to bate ndona tamata satara no vale en ndal ni nuku ni na tauna uda do ko ndo mbui na liwa na dangi na tambaka na vale kwa ya en mbale sakale una no mbale sabi mbuli en weekend to rangir marama dorbo kino ni lewa en uno le bugo New Zealand na bosa ni kalu ndo sarongo da na numati ko nga tuwa garo tu na New Methodist Christian Fellowship na vinga rabi nondambula e na siyo vina ganyukua nga ingiri ngiri nga eni e na namba sa tukuni oti tukongaridake wakalunga teki kianda na turanga e na siyo vina ganyukua. Amen.